call to order the Finance Committee meeting of the Yorkville Public Library. It's January 22nd, 2025, at 6 p.m. We have Jason Hedman and Sharon Mix here, and Shelley Augustine is here, our library director, myself, Jackie Wachowski. Can we have roll call?
Yes. Gatz is absent. Mix?
Here.
Schumacher is absent. Hedman?
Here.
And Milchewski?
Here.
Thank you.
We have no visitors, and thus we have no public comment. So, new business. It is the fiscal year 26 budget planning. So, we have our budget from in front of us.
And Rob just gave me this today.
Okay.
I sent him just a few preliminary things that are included in this budget.
Mm-hmm.
And one of them, and it's mostly staffing.
Okay.
So the first one is a 5% COLA increase for all staff.
Mm-hmm.
There is an addition of a new full-time person, the starting salary of $46,000, plus we added PPO family benefits, which is one of the more maximum benefits that you can choose, just for budgeting purposes. And it also includes two new part-time clerk positions that would work a max of 20 hours per week. So each of those net out to about $16,400. So those figures are included in the expenditures on our operating funds budget.
So he included that in the salaries, right?
Salaries and benefits, yes. Okay.
I guess, where did we land? I mean, how did we get to the 5% for COLA? Was that...
I'm still trying to... I look at the CPI.
Mm-hmm.
So the CPI for this 2024 was 2.9. And based on the fact that we're still hiring at minimum wage...
Mm-hmm. Minimum wage for
other... Minimum wage is at 15 now.
Yeah.
But based on the fact of other starting part-time for library clerk positions, still trying to get up to that competitive rate. And because of that, I also increased full-time staff because they're also low.
Wage compression, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, do we know what the impact of, like, a 5% versus a 3% is?
We can find that.
Okay.
You can ask.
That'd be helpful just to see.
Yep.
I only ask because I know we're trying to do a lot, and we have a lot on our plan,
mm-hmm.
and as much as I'd love to look at a 5%, I just want to make sure that that's the best use to be able to meet our plan.
This is why I kind of put a lot in there.
Yeah.
To see where our wiggle room might be.
Mm-hmm.
We could always scale back the full-time to a part-time. We could always scale back. I wanted to kind of do maximum at this point.
And your thought on that full-time, what position would that one represent?
That would be a marketing outreach. Okay. A combination.
So
it's part of our strategic plan. Replace Caitlin. Which
what did we have budgeted for Caitlin, though?
Caitlin was just part-time.
Right.
And that was at... it's in our budget, and it's been removed, so you'll see it hashed out.
So we did remove that and add the full-time position, so it should be...
Yes.
Okay.
But hers was at... It's on page 3, the first line item, administrative chargebacks. You'll see that it's zeroed out for this paper, this proposal.
Yep, got it.
So that 15.8 applied to that.
Correct.
Mm-hmm.
So that would cover a part-time person. One part-time person. It kind of makes a wash on that. So let me kind of go down the line items on page 2 here. And you'll see that line number 2, our debt service, is now gone. Nothing really changes here for this fiscal year. So if we go down into our operations, you'll see the salaries and wages and part-time salaries. That's where it includes what I just talked about. If we go into page 3, you'll see Caitlin's is gone. I am looking at increasing training and conference up to 3,000, just because one of the goals was to do more staff department head development. So I'd like to send them to a couple conferences or trainings.
Wait, so you want that to be 3,000 instead of the 2,000?
Yes.
Okay.
So, yeah, this is where you can pencil those in, and I'll get back with Rob.
Uh-huh.
So then along with that is the travel and lodging. We would just increase that 500 for all of their traveling back and forth. I believe it's 70 cents a mile
it's
now.
70 cents a mile.
Yeah.
We just changed it. We're going to work for...
Yep. Yeah. Everything else here stays the same with the exception I have to double check on the automation line item. It's at 26,000. This is our participation in Prairie Cat, in anything Prairie Cat related.
Wow.
I'm going to a delegates assembly meeting next Wednesday, and they're going over their budget, so I'll find out if we have a fee increase on that or not. The office cleaning will go up to 27,000 next year based on the contract with the city.
Jeez.
That's so much.
Wow.
Our outside repair maintenance, we're going to keep it the same. This will give us room to do any repairs or maintenance that isn't in the capital improvement plan.
Do we know the building and ground chargeback? That's from the city, right?
That's Ted.
Okay.
That's Ted services to us.
And do we know why that's jumping?
Gosh, wow.
From 8,000 to almost 11,000?
Yes, probably his COLA. That would be my guess. I can ask.
Okay, because it only went up from 24 to 25, about $500, and then this year it's going up 3,000.
Yeah.
Okay.
He tracks when he's here, right?
Yes.
So why would that he track that he's here more than what they anticipated?
Could be.
So your portion is
could be
going up.
But
too.
I will just double check.
Yeah.
Let's see here. Under professional services, I'd like to keep that at that number. This gives us a buffer for hiring any consultants. Whether that be for our strategic plan.
Actually, it's probably going to be space planning, right?
Mm-hmm. Right.
That would be my answer.
That part of it. Let's see here. We did office cleaning. Sorry. Maintenance. I'm getting off track here. The paying agent fees, that's been removed because that was part of our bonds. Everything else, with the exception of books, is at $30,000. Now it's going to be jumped up another $10,000 because we're taking it from, we're trying to remove it from our capital spending because that's the way it had always been done for so many years. So every year we're increasing this by 10% until we get to the full 50. So next year it will be the full 50. So that is it for our operating fund. And then our capital fund on page 6. It still shows $50,000 in development fees because that is an unknown. Looks like we're projected to finish out the year at $90,000.
That's awesome.
Yeah, so that's great. So then as far as our expenditures for capital, computer software, I did the projections on that based on capital plan that we developed last year, and that technology or computer equipment and software, I'm estimating $42,000 versus $29,000. And that includes 10 computers. It includes 4 switches, which we contacted the E-Rate consultant on.
Mm-hmm.
I'm questioning the access points, upgrading those.
Yeah, we don't need to do those yet.
Okay. So that takes $6,000 off.
Because that was 4 years ago? When you put those in? Okay, but it's 4 or 5.
Wireless controllers. 2020.
Okay. Yeah, 4 or 5. I was right there.
Yep. Okay, so we don't have to worry about that one.
I would give it another year. You know, I'd rather do the switches next year and then do the APs after that.
Okay, I'll change that. So that's FY 27. And I have security cameras in here, but I'm even questioning that because anytime I am looking at a security camera, I'm looking at the same ones.
Yeah.
Where all the activity is, so I'm really questioning if we need all of those cameras.
I think that's fair.
Okay.
I mean, as long as you have your control points, your main entrances, and your, you know, high traffic areas.
Right. So that's where if we had to add any more, we could go back into the repair and maintenance.
Right. Or even just the extra capital funds, right? Because if we're budgeting at 50 and our capital funds come in at 80, we can decide at the end of the year if we want to invest more.
Perfect. Then I'm going to take the security cameras off, so that reduces us by 12, so that puts us at 30,000. So right at the 29. Perfect.
Good.
Yep. And the books you'll see is the 10,000. This is the last year for that, and then that 10,000 will go into the general fund. And then lastly, building improvements. They have 115 here. I am showing 85,000. So of that, we had the lighting upgrade in this fiscal year, and I just had a meeting with the city today, and I don't think that's going to happen because we're working on the RFP for it.
Mm-hmm.
So that won't be out until probably April by the time it gets reviewed by the lawyer and then you guys approve it. So that's going to have to roll over into next fiscal year. So.
And do we know about what that?
We're guesstimating like 55,000 for that.
And was that phase two?
It's going to be the remainder.
The remainder, okay.
Mm-hmm. That's going to be the remainder. And then our meeting room HVAC needs to be replaced. With this cold, it cannot keep up with the temperature. So it's been at like 60 at night. It's running 24 hours a day. Mm-hmm. And our maintenance people, our HVAC people, are recommending that we replace it. I guess they're from the 90s, those two units. So Jesus from the city, the facilities manager, said that he received a quote from them around $30,000.
Okay.
So that would have to go to bid, too. And I believe he's getting another quote from another...
and that's for the old service. Building?
Yes, that's for the old building. So it's the two units inside and then the two...
Display units.
Compressors outside. Yeah. Condensers. Condensers outside. So between that and the lighting upgrade, that's $85,000. So $85,000 for building improvements and... $30,000 for computer equipment and software, $10,000 for books, is a total of $125,000. So it's just $10,000 more than what was projected there. The only thing that maybe we need to start thinking about is IT outsourcing, and that's going to be a lot of money. So maybe just keep that in the back of your mind, too. But those were all my notes. So let me just double check things that you want to see for next time. You want to see what a 3% COLA impact would be. And did you want to do anything with the full-time, part-time people? You want to leave it?
I say we can. I mean, my feeling is we can leave it and look at it, right?
Right.
Is that, have we looked at, and again, I know we have a lot of needs, but what, any hour changes we might want to make down the road would be as far as, like, additional...
That would include more...
Part-time staffing needs?
I have not looked at that, no.
Because that would be interesting to see, like... If we wanted to add, do you think the bigger need is evenings or more weekend hours? Or if you were to start, where do you think the biggest need would be?
As far as hours goes?
Because I know that's been on our wish list of expanded hours for a while, and that was one of the things that came up in the strategic.
In the community survey?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Boy, that's a tough question. It's pretty quiet at night.
Yeah.
But I don't know if that's because people are familiar with our hours. I think it would probably be easier to get staffing for evening hours versus weekend hours. Yeah, because there are, from COVID, there are still libraries that aren't open on Sunday.
Mm-hmm.
But there are some that are, of course. Some that follow the school district and are closed in the summer.
Oh, wow.
Just open Sundays from September to May. My gut reaction would be evening hours.
Okay.
But I don't. We're open till 7. Does that mean an extra hour?
Yeah.
Do we start with that?
that's what kind of what I'm thinking of, like, what would the staffing impact if we were to do an extra hour in the evening mean as far as, like, shift coverage and how many part-time FTEs would that be here?
Right. Because some that might put people
correct.
Over
yeah.
their hours.
Correct.
Correct, mm-hmm. yeah.
So you'd have to shuffle the schedules.
Yeah.
We could even start where it's not, like, every night.
Because maybe Fridays you don't stay open because, I mean, people probably have a lot of...
Right,
you know,
I would do it Monday through Thursday.
Monday through Thursday,
for sure.
yeah.
So that's 4 extra hours a week.
Yeah.
I think that's feasible. I don't know how many extra people you would need for
I would look at the schedules to see, like, does that put anybody over, like, as far as kind of how you... Like, what's the minimum number of people you would need to run the building in the evening?
In the evening?
Yeah.
1, 2, 4.
So, I mean, an increase of 4 hours is 12, right? Because if you're pushing 4 people 1 hour every 4 nights a week.
Oh, 4 nights
right?
a week. Right. Okay, yep.
So that's going to be 12 staff hours. I'd just be curious because, like, if we have to look at, like, a 3% versus a 5%, and then what is that compared to being able to push an extra hour versus, you know, we have a big list of a lot of different needs. I think it would help us weigh some of those needs if we knew what the budget impact of some of those decisions were as well.
Okay.
And then my other question is, I mean, obviously we're projecting the capital fund to continue to go further negative. Is there anything we need to do about that as far as...
Yeah.
Like, do we need to consider, like... What does that mean?
Right. Well, that's a good question for Rob.
Yeah, so I think for our if Rob's coming to our next meeting, that might be a...
Yeah.
Another question that he'd be prepared to talk to us about, too, of because luckily I know our operating fund balance is fairly strong, and we're actually projecting a continued growth on that. But at some point, is there something we need to do on the capital side? Especially knowing that depending on what we do with the space planning, right? So if we go through that effort and spaces need to be reconfigured, and that would be...
Where's that money coming from? All right. Yep, that'll be a question for him. Additional hours.
Anybody else have any input?
I was late, so I'm wondering. I did not bring my strategic plan with. What were we budgeting for in terms of what was our priority? I guess the space planning
and
salaries,
increase staffing.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
So we're covering what you wanted. Mm-hmm. Okay. All right. Good.
Yeah.
And I personally, I know the extra hour in that. People are used to the hours now. I'd rather see that we get our staff up with their salary to maintain and keep them, to retain them.
I know.
Okay.
Or make it easier for us to get quality people.
7 o'clock's kind of late.
Yeah.
I can have staff do, like, just a really random, not random, but really... informal. How many people come through the door between this time and this time? Or in the dark? I know they keep track of that upstairs because that's what I did a long time ago.
I think it's also your adult programming, though, in the evenings, too, right? If we got to close at 7, it limits your ability offer programs and activities. Because, like, doesn't the book club meet after the library closes?
7 o'clock.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So who stays on when they come in?
whoever's running the program.
Oh, okay. But you can always close the rest of the...
Yeah, it's not in the building. Okay. It's down in the meeting room.
Okay.
So it doesn't really affect the staff in the rest of the building.
Well, the library's closed at 7. Yeah. So, like, men's book club, all of the book clubs except Lunch Bunch Book Club start at 7 when the library's closed. So, and Mike's big programs start at 7, but I have seen him starting some programs at 6, so I don't know.
Do they run, like, an hour on average or so?
Some are hour and a half. Yeah, people like to stand around and talk after. Yeah.
Increasing salary also takes the burden off of you to look into the schedules and what hours are we working and are we over our hours. Then you don't have to do that either.
Well, I just know that full-time staff is, I mean, in the past year and a half, we've increased our programming amount of programs by 46%. And the full-time staff are at their limit.
Yeah, yeah.
They can't add any more programs. I've told them don't add any more programs at this point. So I personally would like to see, I mean, as far as the state standards that we went through for the per capita grant, we are below the minimum for full-time equivalent employees. For our budget and our population size, we should be at 13.75. I don't know how they figure that, but we're at 10.8. So we're almost at 3 less full-time employees to be at the minimum.
I'm curious, though, was that counting the debt service? Because I remember when we looked at it, the calculation had... We'd originally calculated that with the debt service, which is probably
not... That was for materials.
Okay.
Yeah.
So when we calculate staffing, did we include...
You can... The figure that they give you is either based off operating budget or population size.
Okay.
So, and we're right at the next level up is 25,000 population. So, and I know the city's right at that limit. So we're not even at the minimum for the lower end of the population. So that's only gonna, when we get up into that next population bump.
Are they looking to do a special census?
I had heard that.
I thought that as well.
Probably be another question for Rob, too. Yeah. What would the potential impact be?
The next year or so.
It'll increase our per capita monies, that's for sure.
Would the home run rule change have any impact on the library? Or?
Yeah, that I don't know. That's a question, too.
Yeah.
You guys want to discuss? Think about? Yeah, like Tara said, we're checking off the boxes.
As long as we're checking off those boxes, I'm happy.
And right now, the strategic plan talked about hiring a consultant, but it's open-ended as to what we do with that information, too.
Yeah.
And how we can... use that information and make it work in our budget.
Okay. Do you want to just, like, if we take this one to look at it, digest it more, and then
I'm going to meet with Rob after Mingle, which is on the 2nd. And we can go over these things, plug them in.
Sure.
And Do we want to try to meet before the next board meeting at 6?
Shelley, did you... I'm sorry. I did not mean to be late. So when you calculated in one full-time employee, we were talking marketing.
Marketing outreach.
And then what were you thinking to...
Two part-time library clerks.
Okay. Thank you.
Yep.
What about that space person?
That would be a contracted space planner consultant.
Gotcha.
So that would come out of the professional services.
Gotcha. Thank you.
Mm-hmm. And then would we be looking into the next year's budget for what we did with the space planning?
I would think so, yeah.
Okay. Yep. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Kind of like we did with the strategic plan. It's going to take probably a year, you know, to get through it all and move the pieces around. And
yep.
I just think it's... I think it would be great to do a space planning thing. It's just so hard when people are like, well, I'm only working part-time and I'm not making enough. I don't know.
Yeah.
I understand what the priority is. Yeah.
What's the library's... Have we calculated the library's turnover for, like, last year and where we're at this year? Mm-hmm. I think that'd be really interesting to know where we are versus... I'm sure we could find metrics on, like, what the benchmark for staff turnover is. I'd be curious to see if we're on par with what other libraries are seeing. Or...
That's a good question.
Do you have part-timers that maybe leave, say they get their experience here, like, are we a stepping stone? And have you found our
most
heard?
Time they leave for full-time and benefits.
Yes.
Benefits. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So... It's finding that niche person that would just like a part-time job.
Right.
Likes the flexibility of the hours.
And to be honest, enjoys the atmosphere and the people with whom they work. Yep. And that's probably why I would guess you don't have a whole lot of turnover other than they just kind of need the money because you do make people very comfortable and welcome. Mm-hmm. So
how much difference is there between like what our part-time people start at and like the libraries around us, you know? Like, are there others that still are at minimum?
We did that a few years ago.
I think you sent that to us before. A
couple years.
Yeah.
Was it?
No, it was
last year.
Yeah. So maybe...
I can find it.
Yeah, if you can find it, you would maybe like that, Sharon. That might be helpful for you.
Mm-hmm. I think turnover would be a really good metric because that would let us...
Well, the only thing with turnover, it is like a thought. But that's what I think of, like, you get the people that are in here, well, I'll get my foot in the door, do I like working in the library?
100%, yeah.
And then they leave, especially younger, you know, they leave that full-time job.
Right.
So it's going to, you know, it'd be, that could affect our turnover.
Sometimes you can actually see that in the job application, mm-hmm. like what they'll ask for in their starting rate, and you kind of know, maybe, that... Yeah, they want that just stepping stone.
I would actually tend to think, though, that our turnover might be a little bit lower because we have...
I really think it is.
I think it is. I think when we find it, we're going to see that because we have the atmosphere that we do and we have the right people.
It's not about the money. The money would be nice, though.
Yeah.
Yes.
Well, it's nice that you appreciate the people that you have.
No question about it.
I mean, we all like that.
But that's another thing that I'd like to do is create those pay scales and in the job descriptions.
I agree with that too.
To where you can, you know,
there is a new law in Illinois for job postings where you are now required to list your pay range.
Yeah, I saw that.
That was January 1st. Mm-hmm. So we might want to make sure with the city, I assume. Because they do all our postings, right?
They post for us. They don't review what we have.
There is a new law that is required in Illinois that when you do a job posting, you have to list the range.
The range.
Yes.
That's very helpful.
Mm-hmm. Well, yeah.
Yeah.
Probably so they're not wasting your time as an employer with interviews. And you're not wasting their time.
I agree.
Just awareness.
Yep. I know what you're saying, yeah.
Okay, well, that could be problematic.
So, when you do raises, do you... Now, I know that, and I don't know if the city still does this, but, like, say they take whatever COLA is going to be, say it's 3%. But then they also have like a merit that they can give people.
We haven't done merit.
You haven't done
merit. No, we just keep increasing based on what the state of Illinois,
really, yeah,
which is probably more than they would get for a merit.
Well, previously, did managers have merit?
No.
Well, managers were always COLA too.
And I don't know if the city still does that, but I know they.
Well, we don't follow what the city does.
Right.
Yeah.
But it's just,
I mean,
it's a.
We have followed what they have done for COLA.
Right. Right.
But I believe they do merit raises as well. So.
And then we also have to look at what Shelley's position.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Her value as well. Mm-hmm. I think that's an important.
Absolutely.
Piece to the puzzle as well.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, pay range.
Yes.
Or the job descriptions and the pay grade.
Yes.
Yes.
We don't have.
Okay.
So that is obviously something that...
Yeah, and I don't know if that, I don't have the specifics on that, if that impacts public entity. I would assume it would, but I know we had to change our postings to now include that based on that law, so...
Yep.
Just need to see how that impacts us.
But I think, yeah, having the pay scales for us to know, like, this is where they should be, or, you know, and if you're going to do merit, you have to then do a legitimate, you know, what am I looking for, evaluation at the end.
Yeah.
And then if you get a 3, then you get 3%. If you get a 4, then you get 4%.
We do
that. Evaluations.
Evaluations, yeah, we do.
Right, but
yeah,
that hasn't affected at this point
no,
how much extra money that they're making,
no,
right? Because there's no merit attached to it,
and,
right?
Right.
Yeah,
mm-hmm.
So I think that's kind of an issue. And the same thing with you. We've been, these last at least 4 years or whatever, we're just like, oh, well, we raised the staff 3%. I guess we'll give Shelley a little bit more. Like, we're not... giving you kind of like, this is what you can anticipate, and you should be able to know what you should anticipate in terms of a salary increase at the end of the year. So I think that, I don't know that that's us, but somebody has to, we have to do something.
That's,
so how do we have the
personal
board?
That's
okay,
personal.
Yeah, because how do you have the board vote on something when you're like, I don't
well,
know,
I
have the money in the budget?
Finance committee needs to be in line because we got a budget for what.
Right,
because
we have to budget for it. That,
yeah.
That's kind of my thing. Like,
yeah.
And maybe
so they know what they
yeah
have
yeah
to work with.
Yeah, every time we vote on it, I get stressed out. I'm like,
something to keep in mind.
Okay.
Being
far in the future, how we want to.
Yeah.
But that comes into play with these budgets, though.
For sure.
I think that maybe, yeah, we should be meeting with personnel as well and kind of hammer that out as well. I just don't, as a board member, like saying, oh, yeah, okay, let's give a 10% raise.
That's a middle ground, too, because maybe you do a 3% COLA and then you have a 2% merit option, right?
100%.
Yeah.
Exactly,
yeah,
right.
So rather
as a board member,
the,
if I don't know if we have the budget,
correct,
how am I saying yes?
So then you can base those on.
Correct.
I think that we need to do something like that.
Because then you have mm-hmm best of both worlds.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
But I get what you're trying to do with saying 5% now is
yeah
just to start get us in line with others.
Oh yeah, I understand that. I'm just saying.
Right, and like Tara said, with the minimum wage increase, I got to keep my full time
you do
going up.
Mm-hmm.
But that has stopped, right? We're minimum wage is.
Yes.
Hit 15.
This was the last one, yeah.
This past fiscal year, like the current fiscal year we're in, right?
It just went into effect
January
1st, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yep.
But yeah, then the full-time employees have to be bumped
yep
up accordingly, yeah.
Mm-hmm. All right. That's probably... All right. So I will go over all of these suggestions
thank
with
you
Rob.
Oh, you wanted to meet. Sorry.
And have him come to the next meeting.
Mm-hmm.
Do we want to try to meet before the board meeting on the 13th?
At
6.
At 6? I should be able to do that.
Can you
yes
do that?
Yes.
Okay.
So we're looking February 13th?
I am. That's the next
Wednesday
board
Eve, right?
Yeah.
On a Thursday?
It's a Thursday.
Oh, sorry.
That's what I'm sorry. Hold on, I'm confused.
The 10th.
Okay.
Sorry. Not Valentine's Eve. Valentine's on Friday. That's fun.
Yes, we want to meet at 6?
Yes.
Did you say?
We can. That would be great.
Okay, I can't. Yeah.
What day again? Where are you going?
February 10th.
Oh, before the meeting. Okay. Yep. I'm sorry.
At 6 o'clock.
Somehow my library board meeting isn't on my calendar.
So we could go over the changes, have Rob here, and then you can present it to the full board.
Thank you.
Board meeting. We don't need to approve it in February. We have to have it approved by our April meeting.
Yeah.
So.
When does the city vote on it? Because it has to be in when the city brings it all to vote.
Right. The city council has to approve it.
Yeah. Their last meeting before it's due.
Right. So in April, too.
Where will the meeting be? I'm sorry. Will it be here, or can we do Michelle?
It probably will be the Michelle Pfister room.
Okay. Thank you.
Yes. Unless it should be. I will let you know if it's not.
Okay.
That's planned for that.
Okay. Anything else? We're good. Okay. 6:43. We do not have an executive session. And we don't have to continue any new business. So I say we adjourn.
Second.
Thank you. In favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Thank you.
Thank you.